Work is getting underway on new homes for some Eagle residents displaced by this spring's record flooding. Eagle Recovery Team Leader Andy Basich says the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has released funds to 13 local families who lost their houses. He says each homeowner is receiving $30,300. The money is being pooled for a group buy of log cabin kits out of sawmills in Tok. Basich says the national aid group Samaritan's Purse has agreed to provide additional $10,000 assistance grants.
It became very clear that the $30,300 wasn't going to be enough to cover everything that the people needed to rebuild the homes, even with additional free labor done through volunteers. So Samaritan Purse kind of huddled up and they came to the table and immediately offered the $10,000 per home grant.
He says the money can be used for essential things like electrical, sewer, and water systems. Eagle connected with Samaritan's Purse and another faith-based group, the Mennonite Disaster Service, through FEMA.
We have a tremendous partnership going on right now between Samaritan's Purse, who's bringing in both crews, money, and equipment to Eagle to support our rebuilding effort, and the Mennonite Disaster Service, which will be bringing up 12 highly skilled carpenters, craftsmen from the lower 48, and they are dedicating these crews for the entire summer.
The Mennonite and Samaritan's Purse organizations already have people in town setting up work camps in anticipation of starting the new cabins soon. Site preparation is the first step, and a lot of gravel needs to be hauled in. Basich says he's feeling optimistic about meeting a September 10th goal for getting all 13 cabins done. The replacement of another 18 homes destroyed by flooding remains in question due to assistance qualifications issues. He says some of those affected were not primary residences, or there are ownership questions.
We have quite a few people in the Eagle area that come in for subsistence activities in the summertime. We also have a number of people that come for their summers. They're not necessarily retirement homes, but they're people that own property or homes, and they come for the summers here. There's also one family that we're really concerned about, and it's a young family with kids, and they were in a situation where they were caretaking and they didn't actually have deed to the house that they were living in.
Basich says if the family isn't covered, there'll be an effort to raise money to build them a house.